Each and every show, of course, we kick it off with our pals from Talk Radio News. It's like the frozen tundra, at least a couple days ago it was in Washington, D.C. Talk Radio News' Jeff Holtzman joins us. Jeff, I hope that your wife had off and at least the two of you could have a romantic day with a fire going and hot chocolate or something, but it was ridiculous. Wasn't it single digits the other day in D.C.?
Yeah, I tell you, it was 1 degree.
Oh.
1 degree. So, and that's not fun. That's not fun for anyone. Our basement felt like it was about 10 degrees. We need to work on the heating situation down there. But we did both have the day off. Tuesday, she also had the day off. And that was kind of weird because the snow had all cleared and everything. But, you know, these schools don't take any chances.
No kidding. It's just been a rough winter, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been really, really bad, unusually bad. I think this is like the fourth worst winter that we've had in the last, since I was born, in the last 30 years or so. And actually, speaking globally, I think it's the fourth worst winter since 1985, which is kind of interesting because if you look around the country, like California, for instance, they're in the midst of a record drought. I mean, they're finally starting to get some rain, but it's been really bad for them. So there are some parts of the country and some parts of the world, you know, look at Sochi during the Olympics, people were on the beach. But it's been really, really bad in most of the U.S., and D.C. is very emblematic of that.
Yeah, crazy. All right, let's dive into what everybody's talking about, the Ukraine, Russian sanctions. The House was supposed to vote on that. What happened there?
I think they're going to vote tomorrow, Kate. They're still sort of hammering out some details, but the main gist of the legislation is it would provide $1 billion to Ukraine in loan guarantees. Think of it sort of as a line of credit. Ukraine is very cash-strapped, doing very poorly economically, and that's one of the reasons why this whole protest started in Kiev and what's led to the situation where we're at today. The other aspect of the bill would involve sanctions against Russia. We're talking about government officials. We're talking about, you know, businesses that do business with the Russian government. Even Russian visitors to the U.S. would see their, you know, visa applications delayed and things like that. So it's a pretty wide-ranging piece of legislation. There's a similar measure in the Senate. I don't know when the Senate's going to vote, but I'm pretty sure the House is going to vote tomorrow. And I think it will pass. Got bipartisan support.
Yeah, all right, there you go. So as we move and watch this situation going, the other thing that was interesting closer to home in D.C. is here we go again, part two with Lois Lerner and the IRS. And once again, she pleads the fifth, right? But it started out where it was kind of mild and then it erupted in the chambers, right?
Yeah, it was a continuation of her appearance last May. Then they never adjourned that hearing. Remember, they kept it going. They recessed it. ISA recessed it. He's the chairman. And the reason is because they wanted to bring her back, and they felt as though she waived her right to plead the Fifth Amendment last year when she made that brief statement in which she said that, yes, agents acted inappropriately, but they were not doing so out of partisan politics. Well, today, she didn't take any chances. She pled the Fifth. She did not answer a single one of Daryl ISA's questions. Now, Elijah Cummings, who's the top Democrat on the committee, wanted to get a word in. He wanted to read his prepared statement, but ISA decided that he wasn't going to let that happen. He actually shut off Cummings' microphone, which, frankly, is something I have never seen. Maybe I'm too young, but it seems like a very bold move in my eyes. ISA was obviously very frustrated, but Democrats said that that's no way to run a committee, and that's exactly actually what Cummings said. Cummings is actually going to hold a press conference tomorrow to talk all about what happened today, so it'll be very interesting to see what he says. In the meantime, it looks like Lerner, I don't think she's going to be brought back before this committee because they don't think they can get anything out of her. I think that the GOP's investigation into the IRS targeting will continue. They'll still look at that. Not only is the House Oversight Committee looking at that, but so is the House Ways and Means Committee. And they're not satisfied, Kate, with the administration's internal investigations that it's done. They think that there's a cover-up there. So we will see. But with Lerner, you know, she's gone from the IRS, but she's also possibly facing legal action as well. So she's not out of the woods either.
All right, so we'll see how that plays out with the three dreaded letters and Lois Lerner. Then the other big thing is, of course, dollars and cents, and the president releases his budget. There's been a lot of reaction to that, mostly negative, of course, from the Republican side. What's the deal on Obama's budget? This isn't going anywhere, right?
It's not going anywhere. It's mainly viewed as a document to help Democrats run in the midterm elections this year. It's a campaign year. Everybody knows that, and that's what both parties are gearing up for. There are proposals in there that just won't go anywhere in Congress, but, you know, Democrats will be talking about them a lot. One of them is raising the minimum wage to $10.10 per hour, and that's what the president was doing today. He was in Connecticut at Central Connecticut State University, gave a speech about raising the minimum wage. He obviously announced a couple weeks ago, Kate, that he's signed an executive order raising the minimum wage for federal employees and federal contractors. That's scheduled to take effect in January, but he wants to see it done across the country, but again, the votes just aren't there. Nonetheless, look for him and other Democrats to be talking about that a lot on the campaign trail this year.
All right, thanks so much, Jeff Holtzman. Try to stay warm out there in D.C. We'll talk to you soon.
I will do my best. See you, Katie. Right,
thanks, bye-bye. All right, coming up the rest of this hour, we'll talk a little bit more about Lerner and whether or not she's in contempt. Daryl Issa is thinking about the congressman from California charging, mulling over the possibility of this charge against the former ex-IRS employee who really knows the skinny on what happened with all the denials of the Tea Party Patriot groups and all that other sort of stuff, and it's not going away. I've said this before, if you're the richest man in Congress and you're Daryl Issa, you are like a big bad dog with a bone, because you don't care. It's not about the money, baby. It's about, I'm going to pursue this lane. I don't like it. I'm going to go down it. Issa was like that with Fast and Furious, and he's absolutely been like this with the IRS deal. And Lerner, I think she knows more. There's got to be somebody or some memo or something that said to kind of push everything aside. Now, there were a few Democratic organizations that also fell into that pile. Regardless, it's ridiculous. What were they doing in Cincinnati? Going out for Skyline Chili? Coming back in? Going back out again, grabbing some Dunkin' Donuts, just delaying whatever they could delay. It's not right, especially when you think of how the IRS comes after just the lowly, barely making it person when they think they've in some way not done their taxes correctly. They will squeeze the sense out of you. I mean, seriously, they will squeeze it out of you. So I think squeezing the IRS in this case is fair, particularly this woman. Let her answer. Make her answer. Let's hear the story. And if there's nothing to the story, boom, move on. But there has to be something there, because there's a reason why she's pleading the fifth again and again and again. And because they kept it open, as Jeff said, that left the room to call her back, and that's what happened there. So we'll mix that up a little bit more. Plus, do you think we should ditch Andrew Jackson off the $20 bill? For that money, for that matter, thinking of our money, really, who should be on the money? Is there anybody that's not there that should be? Do we need a facelift? The problem with that, of course, is it would cost a lot of money. There is a push to take Andrew Jackson off the 20s. I'll explain why. Hang with us. We've just scratched the surface here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Walks well down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah.
My counsel has advised me that I have not waived my constitutional rights under the Fifth Amendment, and on his advice, I will decline to answer any question on the subject matter of this hearing.
All right, I wanted you to hear that's Lois Lerner. That's what we're talking about here, picking up on that thread about whether or not she should face charges for contempt. And there were certainly some clashes at the hearing. The IRS tax records of some of the Tea Party people, they say they were breached, and then they were misused against them. One of them was Christine O'Donnell. Remember when she ran in Delaware? And certainly she's been a target. It's interesting, too, because she's good friends in a way with Bill Maher, who couldn't be more opposite from O'Donnell. But he's the equal opportunity kind of guy on his show. And even he thinks some of it is crazy what happened to her specifically. So who's ever doing whatever they were doing behind the scenes, the puppeteer, they didn't do anyone any favors, and it doesn't make any sense to me. So let's see what this committee decides. Do you think, I mean, here's a question, should they hold this woman's feet to the fire, you know? Could you just hold her upside down and shake her and get the information? That's not going to happen. So since we lived in a civilized society, since we do, the only thing would be the contempt of court thing. And that may happen next week, because this is the same old song over and over again. Even the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, is pushing this along with ISIS, saying at some point she's got to testify or be held in contempt. I mean, that's it. Our committee is going to consider it. After they had this wild committee hearing, especially, it infuriated, because she wouldn't answer, it infuriated a lot of people on the panel, you know, and Elijah Cummings, the congressman, the Democrat from Maryland, said, I'm a member of the Congress of the United States. I'm tired of this. That's what he said. He said, trying to accomplish what ISA wanted to accomplish, and that hearing came to an extremely unfortunate end. But as he said, she probably ends up in court. And see, that I think because the temperature was up in that room, what happened between ISA and Cummings is this argument that he was trying to ask a question when the mics were turned off, saying that Cummings was trying to slander the hearing as a partisan hunt, and he's saying they purposely cut his mic off right when he was going to get to that, saying it was the Republicans, they were on a witch hunt, and that's what it was about. So, I mean, here's the thing. I don't think it really has to do, it does have to do with politics, but I think in the case of somebody coming forward, if this were a Republican, I think it has to be the same thing. Because if this is politically motivated, right? And think about this. 2010, the Supreme Court rules, we know this, right? Citizens United, rules that there's unlimited corporate and union spending on elections or against candidates. So that's what happens now. Now corporations, the Koch brothers, whoever, start PACs, whatever, they have a way, they can put these groups together, and that's what happens with the money. So this has infuriated a lot of people running for office. And they didn't turn over, they were subpoenaed, the IRS was subpoenaed, and they didn't turn over all the emails they were supposed to turn over. You know, the IRS commissioner says he wants to get this absolutely straight. He wants a chance to help. He doesn't want to jiggy around with this either. He doesn't want to do that. So I think Lerner is going to, she can dodge this bullet. And she's dodging the bullet right now, but I think she's going to have to answer for what happened. I think she's going to have to come up with whatever the reason why is. Either take the fall and say, yeah, okay, it's my fault. I'm the one who did it. I'm the one who told them to, you know, to push the other ones aside or whatever. And I don't think she's squirming. I don't think so. I think that there is more to this or easily that could have been answered. Think of the things you could say. I mean, even the spin. My bad. It was tough to interpret this. They were pushed aside. There was. So I think those emails, there must be something in the emails that are going to point, are just going to come out ugly for somebody as to where did this come from. She has to answer the questions. I mean, how long is this going to drag out? And if I were one of those people that got messed over with this, with the 501c4, you know, just having it pushed and shoved to the side, and it wasn't fixed and it wasn't done and I kept getting turned away, I would be screaming loudly too. So you go back to, I mean, this is the former, this Lois Lerner, to put this in perspective, and why I'm spending time on this, the three dreaded letters, right? She's the former director of exemptions at the IRS. She's the one, she's the key person in this. So she apologized back in May of last year about the improper handling of the Tea Party tax exemption applications. But the first time in front of Congress, after she admitted it finally, because there was so much attack going on, then apologized, then she threw out the Fifth Amendment thing. And she said she was innocent. So, you know, criminally, this would not fly. So 10 months plus of stonewalling, retired from the IRS with a full pension, fully taxpayer-funded pension. So I think we need to know the answer to the questions. When did she know what was going on? You know, what did she know? When did she know it? I think that's fair to find that out. I mean, did anybody, the biggest question to me is, did anybody at the IRS in any way communicate with anyone on the re-election trail for the White House have anything to say about the 501c4 applications. And if they didn't, then just say it. Who cares? Why wouldn't you answer the question? Or even this, did anybody at the IRS take any action because of the statements? Because of what the president had to say. You know, remember, the president came out and said that we're going to fix the problem, we're going to fix this, that kind of thing. So, to me, it was just a block. Who's involved in this? You know, were people aware of, at the IRS aware of the demand? How did you communicate this with other people up about the 501c4s? I mean, clearly this is pretty simple, I think. Were the people that got flagged for this, were they targeted? I mean, that's improper. And if they're not, then why wouldn't you just blow it out and say this is ridiculous and this is, and here's the deal and here is all the emails. Here's all the emails. If I were in that situation and I was completely innocent of it, you bet I'd print out every email I had and stack them up and send them to them. So there's an iceberg here and there's a reason for it. There's a reason why that committee hit the iceberg the first time around 10 months ago. So what happened? What happened with the applications? Why were they pushed to the side? Was there memos that were pushed out to say, push this aside? Because if they weren't properly processed, then somebody had to get a directive somewhere. Right? I mean, I don't think this lady came up with it herself. She might be in charge of the exemptions, but was she? And maybe she was. And so let's say she was, then there's no sword to fall on except for her own and fall on it. But with the lawyer, and notice she was saying in the piece, saying that he's told me to plead, you know, to take my Fifth Amendment privileges, blah, blah, blah. So there's something that just does not fit in this puzzle, and we probably know the answer to that. So if it was about politics and, hey, you know what, we're going to get back at you because of the Supreme Court ruling, so we're going to make sure that any Tea Party tax exemption applications just hang around. They just sit around, and they're processed slowly. I mean, they, for goodness sake, they've gotten on an email already that she said the Tea Party matter and it's dangerous and blah, blah, blah. So let's just get to the bottom of this. Just let the American people know what happened there. Come on. Come on, three dreaded letters. Cut her loose. I think she's going to have to answer in court. And think of the money that's wasted as this whole thing plays out. Hang with us.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. FreezeDryGuy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We're going to talk about Putin. He has his own special music. Would you believe that the Russian president is actually on the Nobel Committee's agenda for a Nobel Peace Prize in 2014? Now, he's one of 278 candidates for the prize. Who else is on the list? Ed Snowden, Pope Francis. Also, Bradley Manning, who is in prison right now, in a military prison. Putin probably was nominated because of what happened with Syria, negotiating an agreement with Bashar al-Assad, his regime, to surrender the chemical weapons. Remember Kerry? Oh, he thought he did it, but he didn't. It was Putin. So, his chances are pretty much slim to none now at this point. So, I would like to award Putin my fake Oscar for his fake acting job when he rolls back the things. He doesn't roll back what he says, but when he comes up with the perfect spin for why he is doing something. And you know what I'm saying here? Well, we want to make sure there's peaceful situation in the Ukraine. So I put my troops all around the Crimea to make sure nothing happens. Yeah, right. How about I am a power hungry dude and Mother Russia wants everything that it can possibly get. Remember, the Ukraine was once ours. So can't we have it back again? For goodness sake, half of the people want to be back under Mother Russia's wing. And the wings are out. They're ready to scoop them up. But in the meantime, in the U.S., what are our people saying? No, the Ukrainians, they want their freedom. They should be able to have their democracy. It's only fair. In fact, here's a key member of the defense team speaking earlier in the day.
This is a time for wise and steady and firm leadership. And it's a time for all of us to stand with the Ukrainian people in support of their territorial integrity and their sovereignty. And we are doing that.
All right, standing by the people, and that's what they want, and they want their sovereignty, and here we are. So is this from the lips of Chuck Hagel and saying this, when you have the defense secretary saying that? Does this mean this is what we're doing? Martin Dempsey echoing the same thing, the general. So you've got the war minds on the same page that we're here for the people. We want to support them, what, that kind of thing. That's why we're chipping in our $1 billion, as is the European Union, by the way. Ultimately, the thing that people want to talk about, the buzz in the backyard, is what we've been talking about really for the last couple of weeks when this has come up with the Ukraine. And that's the tale of two different leaders, where you have Putin on one side, you have the Russian soldier, as it was pictured on the Wall Street Journal today, in the middle, and then you have Barack Obama, the president, on the other side of the equation, because this is what it's become. Putin and Obama. Putin and Obama, that's the show. And Moscow is not really backing down. The Russian troops fired 5 warning shots, plus outside of the airbase. There is no backing down in Putin. And when people say, well, what doesn't make any sense? You don't want to have another war. He certainly doesn't want to have any war. That's, how would that be a gain for Russia? No, he doesn't want to have another war. But remember, the Ukraine used to be part of Russian territory, not even that long ago. And you still have people that would prefer that. So if they're weak, there's no leadership, there's problems monetarily. Look, what do you think's going to happen? This is why Putin chipped in a couple of million dollars, well, a couple billion, I guess, and then pulled back on what was owed to try to help the Ukraine, because he's going to wait and see how the money rolls in and how this plays out a little bit. I mean, he's in the war room. He's loving this. He's the guy who doesn't walk away from the table. Really. He's a guy, when he was a kid and he played Battleship, if he didn't win, he was kneecapping you. And he was going to sit there until he blew up all your battleships. This is how he rolls. And in the meantime, you have, you know, well, we would like to settle this through diplomacy. This is what we want to happen here. The U.S. is denying what Russia is saying, that the West favors the European Union deal. And, you know, there's massive pressure here. There's the U.S. is saying, listen, we've got a NATO presence in the middle of this crisis. And the EU frees the assets of the former president and all of the close aides. And, of course, they're in Russia anyway. That's what happens. You run to Russia. Ask Ed Snowden about that. In Yanukovych's case, he didn't have to hide out at the airport. Who knows where he is? You know? I mean, come on. So ultimately, what is the play here? Our general, our lead general, our Secretary of State, John Kerry, Chuck Hagel, the Secretary of Defense, they're all on the same page. We're here for the people. And we're standing with the people. Well, what happens if Russia plays reach out and grab? I think we're going to be talking about this for a while. I don't think this just dissipates all of a sudden overnight. We're talking about this at least through March and probably into April. And all it takes is one thing to light this match and it goes up, and then some real decisions would have to be made. Really, some really tough decisions. So we've got presence around this whole crisis, but it's not until May, by the way, when they have the elections in the Ukraine. So our military is boosting up, if you will. Chuck Hagel alluded to that. He talked about that, saying that when he was testifying on the Hill on Wednesday, that we're sending six F-15s and one KC-135, big guns, in other words, to augment what's happening in the Baltic countries. So, you know, with the, you've got four F-15s, you have extra aircraft sent there, so that's to make sure if we have to do something, we're ready to roll. Poland's got 10 plus people, personnel, as part of this aviation training deal that they have going on. They're looking for everybody that's in the area. So they're pushing Putin to de-escalate, and they're not saying there's a military option on the table. We're just making sure that our military's in the area and ready. So Hagel's focusing on diplomatic aid and whatever the aid efforts are and all that kind of stuff since Moscow invaded Ukraine. They're going to talk to the defense minister, and they're all on board. I mean, you got, like I said, you have the Joint Chiefs Chairman, General Martin Dempsey. You have Hagel. They're not specific to the military options, but they are loading the guns. I mean, that's what it's, you wouldn't move. You wouldn't look for the personnel and do a head count and move military if you weren't thinking, I hope this doesn't happen, but for goodness sake, we're going to be ready. I mean, we're going to be ready. We're not saying it's an option, but all of a sudden our ships and some things are moving. So, of course, it's something that's being discussed. Of course it is. So they can commit. We commit to Central and Eastern Europe. And, you know, some of these countries spent a long time under Soviet rule. And so what is their response going to be? They're concerned about the response. They've got trade, energy partnerships that would affect their countries. And this is the other part of it. We've already discussed that at length on America Tonight. Specifics, economically, how crippling it could be, especially when it comes to gas, when it comes to like the natural gas lines that are going through, when it comes to exporting and importing. But for Europe, especially, that number is very high on the gas side. So far, the West and the Allies are standing in the same lane, but barely. What happens if this changes? And it could. I mean, it can change, boom, overnight. Something happens. Some unforeseen thing happens that trips the trigger and sends this in a different direction. And I don't know. How do you, if you had to say how you think this ends, how do you think it ends? I hope it doesn't end in a war situation. How crazy would that be if you think about it? But I think there's going to be more maneuvering. I think there's going to be some stare downs. This is what this is. This is a stare down. This is how far, you know, you talk about that invisible line that Obama kept talking about, the line the last time with Syria and chemical weapons. Well, wow, there is a line here, big time. How far do you go up to the line and what happens? Stay with us. Coming up, you're going to really enjoy our next segment. It has to do with shredding fruits and nuts and bingo.
Yeah. travel so much and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
ATN. Thanks for hanging with us, by the way. If you want to throw in, you can. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Dan in Cross Plains, Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, baby. I need a few minutes. Here's the situation. Back when Yeltsin was president of Russia, Bill Clinton negotiated along with China and John Majors of England. Russia, a pact guaranteeing Russia had the same rights to the Crimea for their ships and so forth as we had with Subic Bay in the Philippines. Now, we guaranteed that if they gave up their anti-aircraft missiles and their nuclear weapons and cut their military and did away with their weapons, that we would provide their protection should there be an incident such as the one that has been perpetrated by Putin. Now, this was reaffirmed when President Obama got in as president in 2009. Also, when President Obama was Senator Obama, he negotiated $48 million to destroy 400,000 tons of munitions and do away with over 500,000 guns that were completely destroyed, leaving the Ukraine completely defenseless. Now, the Crimea has been the warm water port that Russia always wanted. Well, they're thinking that now that their man is out and they can't get the whole of the Crimea and the rest of the country as well, that they're going to go in and just take what they want, since a portion of the Russians that are there are wanting to negotiate with be part of Russia.
Yeah.
That's the way what's rolling on. This is all, and we have a pact to defend them against Russia.
Yeah, so now what happens?
Well,
you're absolutely right in describing the weapons, and yeah, absolutely.
Well, now we either honor our commitment. That's why John Kerry and Obama are going trying to figure some way to save face, because we are committed by treaty that we signed with them under Bill Clinton and reaffirmed under Obama, that we are on the hook for the security of Ukraine and also Crimea, which is part of the Ukraine, which
right.
was given to the
peninsula.
Ukrainians uh-huh. under the presidency of Yeltsin.
Right.
And now that Putin, the old KGB staunch person, comes to power, he wants to forget about that and just take all of Crimea. Well, this is the first step. And this isn't going to end well. We may wind up in a shooting war.
Yeah, I think there's a chance. It's scary to think of that in a sense.
Plus, we've got our beloved leader wanting to do away with our nuclear weapons and downsize our military to World War II. When are we going to learn that we have an enemy in the White House? Now, to get to Lerner. Lerner violated her Fifth Amendment rights when she opened up with a statement at the beginning with this, I'm innocent of all charges, blah, 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 and making
right.
a statement, and then coming back asserting her Fifth Amendment rights. She can't do that. She's in violation. If we have to take it to court, we can't. She needs to be held in contempt and put in jail. And then also we need to keep pressing. And this little dog and pony show that member of the Congress, what's his name? You know who I'm talking about. Name him. The black guy.
Elijah Cummings.
Elijah Cummings.
Mm-hmm.
He's the point man for Obama.
Oh, yeah.
And trying to thwart this, because what it all boils down to was Obama and Lerner and the entire Marxist, socialist, communist news media, along with Obama and the so-called Democrats, perpetrated a fraud and actually stole an election by denying the Tea Party the same rights that they would have if they were the ones that was suing for the
tax exemption. They didn't get the tax exemption. Yeah,
it won't go to us because of the fact that they are denying it to us, and they're using the IRS as a weapon against the people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what's going on there.
Yeah, I think the three dreaded letters, that's the problem. She's in the middle of something, and she keeps saying, taking the fifth, because she's not going to really, she doesn't want to lay the breadcrumbs for where it goes.
This is all orchestrated by none other than Barack Obama. We have a Marxist, socialist, communist that's trying to destroy America. And when he talks about spreading the wealth around, The wealth he wants to spread is poverty for every man, woman, and child in this country. He wants to destroy it. This guy hates America. And it doesn't matter whether it's black America, brown America, red America, white America, or green America. This guy wants to destroy America, and he's doing everything he can to do so.
Well, I think he's destroying the middle class. There's no doubt about that.
No, all of America, not just the middle class, all of America.
No, I disagree, because I think the 1% gets propped up, but I think the middle class is disappearing. So the people that are wealthy that put him in, that help pay the money, they're, you know, then you're part of the gang. You're in the saloon.
I rest my case. That's it. They're the Obamaites.
There you go. All right, Dan in Cross Plains, Texas. And I also think, too, thanks. I also think that with the learner stuff, honestly, with any president, it does not lead to Obama directly, because it's the people around you. It's the people running the campaign, the paranoia, the whatever. I think that's where that comes from, if it comes from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, or pressure from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue onto the heads of the IRS, the head of the IRS at the time, and anyone connected in the upper echelons of that, which Lois Lerner was one, because she was a director of tax exemption. She was the point person on that. I don't think that directly comes from him, because he wouldn't even get involved in that muck. But it doesn't matter. It's tied to the administration. You know, honestly, that's what I think happens, because whoever was in, if it wasn't Obama, if it was someone else, and it was the same thing, Dan makes the point, well, you would be tracing it back. You'd be asking those questions and saying, how come they didn't get that status? It would have made a difference in the money that would have been out there. But I do not think Romney would have won the election, because the biggest problem with Romney, it could have been closer, but you still go by the Electoral College, right? And the other problem with Romney was the votes that he did not get, especially from Hispanics, the votes that he didn't get from the black community, some of the votes that he did not get from the female community. I mean, places where he lost votes, where he couldn't make up that progress. I don't know, with more money being freed up in specific areas, if that would have made a difference. I blame his strategists on where they put him in certain cases for not cultivating better social media wise, getting out there early like Obama's people did. I mean, he had great campaign people, and Romney didn't have people that went deep enough for him. And part of that problem was they waited so long before they named Romney as the Republicans' choice to run for president. Remember that whole dog and pony show of all of those debates? What, people were wild about the debates and watching them, but it dragged out the process even longer. If you have any thoughts on the show, send them to me at americatonight.net.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.